Tourism is often described as a way to help people in developing countries. By choosing to visit a country, we're enabling the creation of jobs and we're contributing to the economy. But as with just about everything in life, it's not quite as black and white as that. And some companies are better than others when it comes to A, looking after their employees, and B, ensuring the tourist dollar helps local people rather than disappearing into the pockets of overseas investors. One company that has the empowerment of local people at its very core is Tropical Trails in Tanzania. The company's founder is Mike Bryden.
The ethos that we have in the company is a little bit different from many other companies. We put a lot of our effort back into education of our staff. We teach English, we teach French, we teach many other languages that are appropriate to the tourism that comes here. We have continuous training projects for our chefs, guides, drivers, mountain climbers, cleaners, everything is a continuous process of education within the company. When we started the company, most of the staff were uneducated. We slowly built them up to become part of the company, become part of the management of the company, and eventually to become very much integrated as part of the shareholders of the company.
And is that something that's quite common in Tanzania?
I don't think it's very common at all. I think most people in Tanzania are employed and fired as they're no longer any use to the other companies. That's how I've seen it anyway.
What sort of difference have you seen it make, this approach that you've had to your staff?
It's had a huge difference because many of the staff have gone on and been assisted by us to set up their own companies and set up their own safari businesses or their own workshops for mechanics, etc.
Beyond just the people who actually work within the lodge and within the safari company and so on, what other projects is the company involved in?
It's deeply involved in empowerment schemes. We have set up the Arusha Children's Trust, which is a pre-primary school project. We've also set up another area at the coast of Tanzania called Aurora, which is a self-empowerment program, which we've used the Arusha Children's Trust model, and we've set it up at the coast, but it's much more refined and a bigger project. It's concerning permaculture farming, which we're teaching, turtle conservation, which we're doing. We're teaching yoga, we're teaching many other things to the communities there to allow them to empower themselves to go further in the field of tourism and conservation and get employment elsewhere. We're also doing an art project at Maasai Camp. This is another property that we have in Arusha. So this is a cultural development project where we will sponsor and try and promote young artists within Tanzania.
And talking about tourism, then, how important is that to the economy of Tanzania?
It's very important. It's, I think, the third biggest earner for Tanzania. Tanzania has the largest national parks in the world. So the tourism through animal conservation and through national parks is very, very important.
Do you think that's something that people locally in Tanzania also appreciate, that somehow preserving that natural environment is important to their future? Or is it a little bit more short-termism at the moment?
It has been short-term, but things are changing very fast in Tanzania. And I think people, the local people, have become much more aware of the possibilities of the national parks and the income that it brings into the country.
A lot of concern for people travelling is, of course, the green impact of that travel and on the places that they're staying. So how have you managed to kind of make your properties more environmentally friendly?
We have solar systems. We're trying to turn everything over to solar power. We have solar water heaters for the lodge. We're in the process of trying to make everything into solar lighting. It's an ongoing conservation programs that we have to conserve the energy, to conserve the environment, to conserve the indigenous cultures also, and to conserve the oceans, which is what we're doing at the coast, because we have a marine conservation project running. We have continuous recycling projects. All the glassware from the lodge goes to another NGO called Shanga, which is an NGO that helps disabled people make jewellery and doing glass blowing. So all our glass goes to there. All our plastic is sorted and reprocessed and sent to other NGOs for reprocessing. That brings in an income for stuff that's otherwise useless.
That's Michael Bryden, founder of Tropical Trails. For more information, visit tropicaltrails.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.